Christmas events in a 4-hour cut.
Yeah, part one will be this Christmas, part two next Christmas. That's where we can do it. Okay, now, real quickly, some trivia about the movie. Kevin Bacon makes a cameo in this film. What'd you tell him where you can find Kevin Bacon?
Well, you can find Kevin Bacon in the beginning. Remember when Steve Martin is running and trying to get a cab in New York? Kevin Bacon is the guy who steals his cab, so yeah. Or beats into the cab.
And the Braidwood Inn, that's the motel they stay at, the Braidwood Inn, is on Route 66. I think a town is called Braidwood, on Route 66 in Illinois. It's now called the Sun Motel, but that iconic picture of Steve Martin and John Candy sitting in front of the motel, you can take that picture. That bench is still there. And it just says Sun Motel instead of Braidwood Inn. And here's a John Hughes bit of trivia. One of John Hughes' favorite actresses to use was Molly Ringwald. My pastor, Spencer DeBerg, went to North Hollywood High School, and in his classes, Molly Ringwald. So that gives me 2 degrees away from Molly Ringwald. I know Pastor DeBerg, and he knew Molly Ringwald. our Hollywood pastor. he had some other famous stars in there too, but Molly Ringwald's probably the one people most recognize. All right, my friend, it's movies this weekend. We got Gladiator, we've got Wicked, and if you really want to really have a serious movie to watch, Bonhoeffer, all playing this weekend, plus other films as well. Hold on the line. We'll talk to you a second. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. He is with us every Friday, and I'm glad he's here. All right, 801 WRGN, local news, timeless hits, and let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRGN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Northern California, where they're getting drenched from relentless rain that's flooded streets and closed roads. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Fortuna.
In Northern California's wine country, once lush vineyards now turn into swamps. 10 to 15 inches of rain falling in the past 2 days.
I get home, tree falls down, help my friends, my neighbor's wife get out of the house. We took her out the window onto the canoe and then down and out.
Nearly 200 miles to the north, similar destruction there.
The winds were ferocious, but it was dramatic.
Crews in western Washington are still removing trees that fell on top of homes brought down by a bomb cyclone weather system. President-elect Donald Trump's chosen a staunch supporter as his new choice to lead the Justice Department.
If he's out there fighting for us, we're going to fight for him.
Pam Bondi picks up where Matt Gaetz left off. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The former two-term Florida Attorney General defended Trump during his first impeachment trial and is now being asked to carry out his legal agenda. Her selection came hours after former Congressman Gaetz abruptly withdrew as Trump's first pick for Attorney General.
He was facing an uphill confirmation battle over allegations of sexual misconduct. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride, who's set to become the first transgender member of Congress, tells CBS News she'll stay focused on her work after a new ban prohibiting her from using women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill.
I would like my approach of respecting everyone to contrast with the disrespect that we are seeing right now.
A family from Maui is on a desperate search for a missing loved one.
Hannah Kobayashi was heading to New York, but had missed her connecting flight in Los Angeles. Her family received what they say were cryptic text messages on November 11th.
Things like the Matrix, things that were so out of her character.
But Hannah's aunt, Lori Pigeon, says they haven't heard from her since.
If she met you in any other circumstance, she would help you.
Ryan Kobayashi with a plea to help find his daughter.
Please come back, Hannah. You know, reach out if you can.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Texas Board of Ed makes a final decision today on allowing Bible-infused lessons in elementary schools. Board member Melissa Ortega will be a no vote.
The curriculum imposes religious perspectives inappropriate for public schools.
Bitcoin's a poppin'. It's at the doorstep of $100,000, ticking above $99,000 for the first time overnight. That's a more than 40% gain in just 2 weeks, with investors hoping the Trump administration will be more crypto-friendly. S&P futures down 7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County's special election for county executive will feature Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. They'll face off December 19th. Malicki led the primary vote yesterday with roughly 5,700 votes ahead of Christensen's roughly 1,900. Racine St. Cats won their second WIAA state football title in a thrilling 26-22 victory last night.
Here they come. He throws it. Intercepted. Intercepted by Isaac Cantu. And the Angels, I believe, are going to win the state title.
Junior Lamont Hamilton delivered a record-breaking performance with 275 all-purpose yards. A Wisconsin kayaker who allegedly faked his own death has been confirmed alive and is communicating with authorities from Eastern Europe. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Portal is trying to convince Ryan Borgwart to come home. He does face potential obstruction charges and search-related restitution costs. And a $12.5 million underground storage basin is being dug out near Chicory Road in Mount Pleasant. It's to address basement flooding issues for hundreds of homeowners in Mount Pleasant and Racine. The 1.7 million gallon tank is a collaborative effort between Mount Pleasant Sewer Utility and the Racine Wastewater Utility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won four of their last five, getting more points from Brook Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we're talking about Brook today, and I made the comment you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brook was the only other guy in there shooting. It was a really cool thing just watching him shoot over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow. Game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories and then we lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today. We'll get to 46 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, 35. Still cloudy tomorrow, high of 44. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy. Could get a few sprinkles later in the day with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
A little advice. Do not go on the internet and try and save money on your flights. Cheap for a reason. I get there's not even a name on the plane. It's just a guy in goggles. Let's go this way. Every time, mechanical problems. And they're so dumb that they tell you exactly what's wrong. They're not like the big guys, you know? They're very professional. They have a problem, very discreet. We're having mechanical difficulties, everybody, but just sit tight. Gonna get this problem fixed, get you to your destination as quickly, but more importantly, safely as possible. I'm on this spare line. We're on the runway, about to take off. Good thing we didn't take off. The left engine isn't working. We're gonna try and get fuel from the right engine to left engine. So if everybody could just lean to left.
I got this burning.
Where Did Our Love Go? It's 8:11 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. And in moron news this morning, a 30-year-old man has admitted to robbing a bank in Missouri after handing a teller a note written with a pink highlighter, and get this, on the back of his birth certificate. He's facing 20 years in prison. All right, plenty of clouds in our forecast. Cloudy today, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Yeah, right now it's cloudy and 42 here at Radio Park with the Grassroots.
Stop.
11 Spoonful. Do you believe in magic? 816, local news and timeless hits at WRJM. In a survey, 31% of people admitted to exercising less in the wintertime. Here are the top excuses. It's too cold. Now, in the summer, the top excuse was, it's too hot. It's too dark outside. I have less energy. Hibernation mode kicks in. I'd rather stay in and watch TV. And I'm less body conscious in the winter because I'm wearing more layers of clothing. Do you have any more excuses to add to that list? Because that's a good list, but I think we have more to come.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. So how do you stop getting offered annoying roles in rom-coms that pay you $15 million? If you're Matthew McConaughey, you make a stand and say no thank you and move your family to a ranch in Texas. On the Good Trouble podcast, McConaughey said he had to leave Hollywood because of rom-com roles. The Dazed and Confused star said it was a scary move, and at one point he thought he might have to get another job, like teach at a high school, until he found out they make nowhere near $15 million. Having summers off only goes so far. If your favorite Ghostbuster was Ray Stantz, this might bring you down. Dan Aykroyd says he has no interest in playing the role again. The Saturday Night Live alum and original cast member has played the character over the course of 40 years and says the franchise is in good hands with actors like Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon moving forward. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And of course, you can hear Pete tonight and every night, 6 o'clock on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Your stop for toys, comics, sports, memorabilia, and so much more. Save the date for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th through the 15th at Southridge Mall. Enjoy vendors, gaming, and celebrity guests like WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle on the 14th from 11 to 6. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
To the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
You are mine. You are what you are. Give back your heart. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. Babe, have mercy. Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now. I am not leaving. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Oh, oh, oh. Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free. And I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever. Yes, that's for always. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret. You still miss me. Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart. And I love you. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. And you make it hard.
voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacy, lilting lyric, losing love, love.
Stills and Nash before they met Neil Young. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Local news and timeless hits, WRJM with a sports fun fact. Major League Baseball umpires are required to wear black underwear just in case they split their pants.
For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
It's 8:30, local news and timeless hits for you here at WRJN. Remember that Janet Jackson malfunction with her, outfit during the Super Bowl halftime show? One of the reasons Janet Jackson suffered more damage than Justin Timberlake did from that 2004 Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction is because she didn't apologize to the head of CBS. Justin did. It's in a documentary called Malfunction, The Dressing Down of Janet Jackson. They actually made a documentary based on that. 8:30 at WRJN. It's news time. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a nail-biting finish, Racine St. Catherine secured their second WIAA state football title last night.
Sell now rolling out. Here they come. He throws it. Intercepted. intercepted by Isaac Cantu. And the Angels, I believe, are going to win the state title here.
Dick Graceffa had the call on WRJN as the Angels put down Baldwin Woodville 26-22. The St. Cat's defense played a crucial role, forcing four turnovers, with Isaac Cantu's game-ending interception preserving the victory. Junior Lamont Hamilton had a record-breaking performance, including 275 all-purpose yards and three receiving touchdowns. Congrats to the Division IV champion Angels. We're working on learning more about an early morning fire in Burlington. Fire crews were called to a structure fire at a home on Kane Street, a few blocks west of Pine. There's a large response on site. The competition for Racine County Executive has come down to Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Those two will face off in a special election December 19th. In unofficial results from yesterday, Malicki emerged as the front runner with roughly 5,700 votes. Christensen trailed with about 1,900. The special election was needed due to the unexpected death of former County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be cloudy today. We'll get to 46 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, 35. Still cloudy tomorrow, high of 44. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy. Could get a few sprinkles later in the day with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
As much as I'm against crime, there are things we do to criminals that I think are unfair. I think it's unfair that tampering with evidence is an additional crime on top of the actual crime? Talk about piling on. Anything that would be done naturally during the scope of the crime should just be part of the crime. Has any criminal ever not tampered with evidence and gotten anything out of that? You've been found guilty of the crime in question. Your penalty, life in prison. Without the possibility of parole. But we do want to note you were nice enough not to tamper with the evidence. In fact, the lead investigator said it was the most pristine crime scene he'd ever happened upon in his entire illustrious career. So as a tip of the hat, you get to choose top bunk or bottom.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,